my beer's too far.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Episode 4.
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. Except for that was episode 1 or 2.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. today I have Chris finally joining us. He's waving in case you guys couldn't hear. Josh is here. And Allie. First girl on the podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, do you feel special?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel you're in a sausage factory?
A little bit.
Yeah, you may be too far away from the mic.
Am I not loud enough? Am I not loud enough?
There you go. All you gotta do, Chris is still waving, by the way, everybody.
In case you don't know.
He's a little pissed that you're not waving back.
Yeah, I just want to say to all the viewers that I apologize about my lack of decent clothing. I just got back from Brazil and... all my good clothes are in the washing machine.
That's
I want to actually talk about that a little bit later on, because I haven't heard anything about it, really.
Dressed really scrubby.
It's a real one. It's not one of those knockoffs from like Kmart or nothing. That is a Brazilian banana
hammock. Oh,
Pardon me, Rich. I just want to show our viewers something else.
Oh, okay. Do you guys all see that? It's a really good picture that Chris drew me.
This picture I drew while I was in Brazil.
Yeah.
I was missing Dwight very badly.
So he drew a potato orgy, which makes more sense if you, I think I might have mentioned it in the previous one when we were talking about GamerScore. My gamer tag on Xbox is potato orgy.
It is, and it inspired so many
It inspires many children across the world.
And I couldn't help but want to put my thoughts down on paper into a picture form.
Into make it a visual stimulant.
Oh, right. On there.
Yeah.
Rather than just an audio thing.
Yep.
I'm very visual if you guys haven't noticed by now.
Yeah.
He's waving again.
Yeah. Okay. So how is everybody? How's your day going? Chris?
Well, let's see. I woke up with no clean clothes because all my clothes were
dirty
from Brazil. For whatever
reason.
It's
very dirty there.
I don't know if it was because of the ocean or what, but my bag with all my dirty clothes in it smelled literally like shit.
Like shit?
Like shit.
Oh.
So I don't know if the ocean on the beaches of Rio just smells like shit or if it was just me, maybe.
Their oceans are filled with poop.
This is what you guys are talking about.
See, it makes sense once you hear it. It's the string.
Got it.
Yeah. Me and Josh just got back from driving to Sacramento.
Sac-ram-mentos. The fresh maker? I don't know.
Sack ram Mentos.
Yes.
It's the Mentos you ram into your sack.
They're nut mints.
They're nut mints.
It gets, you know, you've heard of swamp ass, right?
Duck butter. I call it duck butter.
Duck butter.
Yes.
Where's that located?
That's when your ball sweat mixes with your ass sweat and it forms
duck
the most
butter.
Amazing combination of lubricant, and it's called duck butter.
Oh.
They've actually bottled it and they sell it.
Can you use this on toast?
Yes. You can use it on whatever you want.
Anything.
I think people use it mostly on car parts and whatnot.
Duck butter toast.
Yeah, Google it.
Google it.
All right. I got it right here.
Yeah.
Is this a real term? Am I going to find, like, pictures of nutsacks here?
Well, leave out toast. It's just duck butter.
I don't really want pictures of nutsacks on my computer, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Speaking of breath mints, when I was in Rio...
I was like, were you waiting for us to pick up on that?
No, somebody
real quick?
Said something about Mentos.
There's actually butter shaped like a duck on here.
Yeah.
Like a little plastic duck, like from your bathtub.
That was
nice.
And there's an ass as well.
I just wanted to say.
It's not a man's ass, though, so
take
okay
this moment
it
to say
there's
hello to
asses.
James Weingart and Ryan Reddy, the ones who introduced me to the phrase duck butter.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm going to make them listen to this, so.
Okay, that's cool. I'm pretty sure the mic picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they, your college?
College
buddies.
Fraternity brothers.
Fraternity
yes
brothers.
They, we had some crazy, crazy times together. We'll get more into that later, probably, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we got plenty of episodes to go.
If not today, you know.
If not today.
Maybe when the old GF's not sitting right in here, you know.
She won't be listening to it later.
You know, the guy friends. Right. I mean, that's what that stands for, right? Mm-hmm. The old guy friends aren't around.
Right.
Well, that was good.
I was talking about her.
Oh, okay.
I said I won't be butthurt if you guys didn't come. I wouldn't hold it against him later on.
She's lying.
Butthurt.
There's just
yeah,
so many
hurt
jokes involved in that sentence.
Yeah. how's your day, Allie? You had a
good
graduation practice today.
Yeah. It was pretty boring, and the people had no idea what they were doing.
Did you win?
Yes. First place.
Did you totally win rehearsal?
You were practicing, so you're going to win.
First
so I had
place.
A thought. We could turn this totally into like a Howard Stern type thing where Allie gets naked. What do you think?
That's an unusual thing for you to say.
My dad listens to Howard Stern.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want my dad listening to this.
He could probably hear you.
Oh, my dad listens to Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. That's hot.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
That guy's a jackass.
Yeah, my dad's a Republican.
Oh.
That's all I can say about that.
that's
funny.
The road
I don't
want to
get into politics. I really
quit.
But
we won't.
I hate the whole Democratic Republican thing. I just think you should have your fucking things that you believe in, and you shouldn't have a label. Labels
poor
just get in the way.
I like it.
Yeah, but then it fucks with the voting system.
Who gives a shit about the voting system?
Congress?
I'm sure we can find another way to make it work.
Yeah, I think
probably.
Too much, well, like you said, we don't get too political, but I think too much people let their party dictate their opinions and not the other way around.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, they're not making up their minds. They're just like, well, I'm a red guy, so I'll go with these red guys.
That's like what gangsters do, too.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works. It's
yeah.
Like a fucking because
Democrats are blue, aren't they?
I don't know.
I have no clue. They're donkeys, right?
Yeah.
They invented
their
pants.
And the Republicans are red. There you go. Who's the white team?
Me.
Red, white, and blue?
Speaking of which, where's Terry?
He was on yesterday's episode.
I know, I heard him.
He was going to be here today, but now that we got so many people, I'm not going to tell them.
Oh.
So, once you guys are listening to this, that's the reason. Sam's already been on two.
Yeah, I guess four, maybe five would be a max for a show.
Five would be pushing it.
Yeah,
because I got three more people coming tomorrow, so this is actually sort of a test to see how this works out.
Oh, so you're just using us.
Jeez, you're just like...
Well, sort of. It was just going to be three. No, I'm just kidding. I'm proud you're here because I invited
ice
you.
Cream.
You did, and it was delicious.
Except for the gummy worms.
I told you not to eat them.
I'm just saying, I'm going to eat what you put in front of my face.
I think that's one of my famous
Chris.
Quotes, actually.
Don't give me ideas, Chris.
Well, give me the gummy worms. I'll eat them.
They're in the freezer.
Okay.
What were you looking at?
I was looking at your big ball.
It's fancy, isn't it?
It is very fancy.
Singular.
It's shiny.
Yes.
Yeah.
So?
It's tragic how we lost the other.
Tell me about yourself, Dwight.
Well, I'm a Virgo.
Okay. What else?
I'm not, though. I've already started this relationship with a lie.
It's true. It's the best relationships are founded on lies.
I'm a Pisces.
Ain't that right, Allie?
Hooray for lies!
Woo!
Anyways, let's talk about this Pac-Man story because I'm kind of excited to talk about it. I thought it would be appropriate since Allie's here with us.
Right? Did you see
thanks.
The Google Pac-Man thing? That's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
That's just one reason why it got brought up because it's been
Google Pac-Man,
like Pac-Man's like I don't know I whatever anniversary
30th I think.
Yeah, yeah. So this story is come on. Is about how they came about creating Pac-Man.
Hmm.
And the reason that they did it is that Pac-Man was designed to appeal for women. And because arcades back then were all geared towards men by making violent things about shooting people and stuff like that. And so the creator, Toru Iwatani or something like that, I'm butchering it, I'm sure, because I'm American. He says, I was trying to come up with something to appeal to women and couples. When I imagined what women enjoy, the image of eating cakes and desserts come to mind.
Classic.
So I used eating. So I used eating as keyword.
Good.
When I did research with this keyword, I came across the image of a pizza with a slice taken out, and that's where he had his eureka moment.
I thought it would have just... I mean, I said this off the air, but I thought it would have been just because... You know, you got a little cute character running around gobbling balls, you know?
That was the obvious thing, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's really... When you asked me about this earlier, I didn't... That's not... I said I knew what you were talking about. That's not...
Most people know about the pizza thing.
That's not what I know. No, none of that. None of that.
What did you think it was?
Fun little fact. Women have more acute hand-eye coordination when it involves small things.
I don't think so.
That's awesome.
Sewing, cooking...
No, like
jerking
Pac-Man.
Someone
if,
off.
If you ever... God damn it. Stop talking about dicks. The first two episodes of this fucking thing, I'll talk about dicks. I don't want this one to be about that.
I think you just hear what you want to hear, because I listened to that first episode and I didn't hear any of that.
Try it again.
All right.
Rewind.
All right.
I'm not going to be listening for it. But.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
But, No, but really, like, if you look at the world's top scorers in Pac-Man, they're all women. All of them.
Who looks that up?
People who care.
People like me.
It's sad that I
that's
just
pretty,
that's
a pretty good
cream.
Idea, though. Putting, putting Pac-Man machines well, in the
see?
Kitchen.
Research proves right.
Food.
Keep them entertained.
Right. That's a great idea, don't you think?
What?
Putting Pac-Man arcades in the kitchen.
You know,
what if
right
the and what if completing a level made food?
Right?
Ooh.
Like it cooked dinner as well?
Level 3, here's some toast.
Yeah, level 3 toast. You got it to get to level 50 for like anything good.
A roast.
So, well, you want to play Pac-Man now?
No. I didn't play the Google thing at all.
No, I played it a couple times.
Yeah.
I lost really quickly.
Yeah, well, another thing I wanted to talk about is this mod that this guy did to his new Jetta. It's, I think it's an 06.
Smithers, it says.
Yeah, his license plate says Smithers, but on the back of it, he put a wood vinyl, or, yeah, it's wood grain vinyl on his back trunk, and then put a bar tap, a beer tap in the back of his trunk.
That is sweet.
And the
is that
handle...
A speed?
The handle is the Fast logo for Volkswagen, which is like kind of like a little rabbit, like hunched down
looks like
type
an evil
deal.
One.
Yeah, that they all look a little evil.
Yeah,
but
I thought it was called a Speed. It's a fast. Mazda must be Speed.
Yeah, but it's a working thing. He puts a
keg.
Yeah, he has a styrofoam like box in his trunk that he fills with ice and then puts a keg in it and then connects it up and hooray beer.
That's pretty sweet. I bet he's never gotten a DUI.
No, well, he looked into everything that's illegal about it, and apparently when it's
more
not
than one thing.
Well, yeah,
he looked into all of them.
Well, you're hauling, you know, gallons of alcohol with you, and
sorry, it's in the trunk.
Yeah, and well, still, when you got to keep it unconnected when you're driving, otherwise it's considered an
open
container
for sure.
Yeah, so here's some more pictures down here. He has, like, I guess two buckets here for a keg.
Yes, I'm glad you're being as visual as I am.
Yeah.
I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
How would you go about finding this if you were someone listening wanting to know more?
Yes.
Well, it's on the VW Vortex forums. But another thing that I'm going to start doing with the podcast is that when we actually talk about stuff, I'll throw in all the links in the blog post on the website. So.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, and you guys can find that at thebestpodcast.podbean.com. We'll be getting a better URL later when I have money around to throw at it. But
yes.
For now, you can look at that. But see that we got the name The Best Podcast. So.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That reminds me of this thing this guy at my work told me about. He said he was driving down the road the other day, and he noticed a car off on like parked on the side of the road that was for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the car had a spoiler, which, you know, everybody knows are super awesome.
Yeah,
but this
I
particular
love those.
This particular spoiler was made out of like 2x4s that he just kind of like cut and like hammered together and screwed onto the back of his vehicle.
You know why, right?
Because he's cool.
No, because spoilers make you go faster, and some people will do whatever it takes.
That's right.
To get one. Yep.
Because 2x4s are super cheap, and you know,
yeah, right.
Carbon fibers.
It's not very aerodynamic.
So. Well,
2x4s float also. Carbon fiber probably doesn't.
Yeah, wood floats. So if he ever drives into the water because he's going so fast,
the spoiler will float.
There was a video that Smosh did a long time ago.
Smosh? Are you just making
Smosh
up my name now? What is this?
No. It's a group of these two guys on YouTube that have made videos for like years. They're like one reason YouTube has become as popular as it is.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, like every one of their videos has like 50 million views.
What is this?
Smosh. I'm really surprised you guys haven't heard
Smosh
of them.
Smosh made YouTube famous, is that what you're telling me?
No, they didn't make it famous, they helped it to carry it into where it is now. But,
interesting.
It sounds like they helped make it famous.
It sounds like it.
It's,
but
it's like
not.
It's like when it tastes like chicken.
I think it became famous when Google bought it out.
No,
they
definitely knew about it before then.
What,
well, just because it's not famous doesn't mean that people don't know about it. I know a bunch of stuff that no one knows about. And
that's true, but mine's mostly like music. Like, I don't care about internet shit. Not enough to know about stuff I don't know about.
Well, it's only been around for 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
YouTube just had its 5th anniversary not too long ago.
Hasn't iPhone been out for like 2 years and that shit came out with YouTube built in?
Yeah. Google bought it like 3.5 years ago. Yeah, for a few $1 billion.
Not only.
Yeah. What the hell was I talking about now?
I don't know. Something about Smosh.
They did a video where they put two binders on the back of his trunk and then put a piece of cardboard over the top and put a bunch of scotch tape on it.
That's awesome.
And that was their spoiler. He was selling it as like the best car ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what I think of every time I think of makeshift spoilers.
Is the trade your Infinity in for that one.
Yeah.
Get a little loan on top of it.
I think I will.
Yeah, go sell your G35 for a sick-ass spoiler.
I actually think I might...
No, I meant the car.
I might sell my G35 pretty soon. So if anybody out there is interested in buying a... What is it? 2006 Infiniti G35.
Why are you getting rid of it, man? That car's beautiful.
I'll trade you for a 99 Pontiac Sunfire Red.
No.
Named Bruce.
I just had a heart attack.
Yeah. Count me in.
All right, sorry. Shut up!
Lifetime warranty on the starters. I've only gone through 3 in 4 years.
I'm getting another beer. Anybody else want one?
Yes.
No, I'm good.
Alright, Allie?
Sure.
Damn.
We're this is the second episode now that we've drank. Me and Sam had Sapporos on episode 2.
I remember him talking about how hard the cans were.
Yeah, they're built like tanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, Sapporo in a can?
Yeah?
The fuck are we in Japan? Do we have them in bottles?
No.
Oh, interesting fun fact about people of Brazil.
Yeah.
They never drink things out of cans or bottles. They always pour it into a glass first and then drink it. Seemed kind of odd.
That's fancy.
Well, that's how technically you're supposed to be drinking beers.
Well, sure, but...
We're American, lazy.
Right? Like, if you were handed a bottle of beer at a bar here in America, you're not going to, like, say, oh, let me get a glass. Well, there you even have to ask the glass. They just kind of assume they can hand you the glass, too. Yeah. They hand you bottles of beer at a bar.
Well, if it's not on tap, they give you a bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you said no. I'm crazy. Someone.
But
another thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dwight. What were you gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh, I was gonna say. I had a few interesting observations about the Brazilian culture.
Yeah. Maybe were just, any of them positive?
No.
Aside from the shit smelling sea.
Not really. Sorry, I didn't mean to. You know, hog the. Podcast.
This is why I invite people over so they can talk.
Cool. But the people of Brazil, first thing I noticed, very first thing right off, is that if you say thank you to somebody, they shoot you a thumbs up.
Like, really?
Yeah, they're just...
I need to go there.
I know.
Bam!
Thumbs up, baby.
They have like a sound effect for like...
No. And then the sideways thumbs up was pretty big too.
Sideways thumbs up? Yeah. Is that like... Eh?
That's like if they're walking away and they're...
Is that like goodbye in Brazil? Like kiki?
Maybe, but
I don't know why I did this.
I have two more fraternity brothers I'd like to mention real quick, and that would be Alex Chavez and Dan Pimentel. And as they would know,
those names just sound like they're supposed to be professionals at something. Like,
well, they are. I thought Pimentel was made up. I thought he was
Pimentel. Anywho, yeah. As they would tell anybody, the thumbs up is right up my alley, and.
Did you give them a thumbs up agreeing to that?
Is it a metaphorical alley, or are we talking about...
Right at my...
Like your ass.
It's right in my wheelhouse.
Oh.
Right in his tool shed.
I felt at home. I felt like these were my people once they started giving me thumbs up. You know?
Oh, you were like, damn, I'm comfy now.
Man, that made this so much
The very first time
beer,
I met...
I'm so comfortable.
The very first time I met those two characters I just mentioned, I gave them the double thumbs up, actually.
What?
Yeah, after I...
You threw that out, huh?
I threw out the double thumbs up, and I said goodbye.
That's just
and,
forward.
Their first impression of me was, wow, this guy is a gigantic tool.
This guy is something else.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
And I think that's still their impression of me now, but...
Yeah. Someone's doing yard work outside. I thought it was you listening to something.
No, I'm definitely not looking at lawnmowers. But
yeah, I'm totally checking out this new Honda lawnmower.
What are you guys talking about? I've been busy looking at lawnmowers.
Yeah.
That's no joke, man.
That's some serious business.
You're right. There's one on here that
I did not
too
long ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got an electric one.
Why?
What?
They're light and quiet.
Low emissions.
Bought it for yourself?
Huh? No.
You bought it for the room.
Yeah.
It's been mowing the rugs.
My carpet gets really long every now and then, especially summertime comes along.
It's a shag, but right now it's in check.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a game real quick.
Okay.
We're going to go around. We're going to start with Dwight. And
I don't even know what the game's about.
Me neither. I'm just making it up right now. What you're going to do is you're going to tell the three of us a fact that we may not know about yourself, and then hence telling the rest of the world that same fact.
I'm entirely made out of oranges.
I don't believe you. Allie, go. Josh, go for it. Dead air is the worst radio. Enough.
Something you guys might not know.
Something about you.
He meant it to be serious. I got caught off guard.
Do you guys know that I was born in Germany?
Yes, I knew that.
I did not know that.
The world didn't know that.
Why were you born in Germany?
So does this count?
Yeah,
it counts.
Count?
Yeah, it counts. You're the first one to answer correctly.
Why was I born in Germany? Well, because 9 months before that day, something went down.
Right.
Gross. And they were in Germany.
And that's why.
So are you technically a German resident or a German citizen?
I have a sparkle on my chin. That's not
you were changing the subject.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I'm a U.S. citizen. If I was so inclined, I could be the next Barack Obama. But I'm not so inclined.
I thought you had to be born in this country to be.
You have to be born on U.S. territory. That includes military bases overseas, like the one I was born in Germany.
Interesting.
Augsburg, Germany.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's how they pronounce it there.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Augsburg, Germany. Welcome.
They don't thumbs up there, dude. It's
all handshakes.
Yes.
Stiff as fuck, too. You don't grab at all. It's just you put your hands together and shake.
It's Germany, home of the breast implant.
I like it. Dwight, have you thought of anything about yourself yet?
I was too busy thinking about the breast implant.
I honestly don't know if that's where they're from. I just know the breast implants are stiff. All right,
what was
stiff.
Your first impression of Josh? How about that?
Uh-oh.
That was a long time ago. That was back in high school.
How'd you guys meet? High school, huh?
It was like sophomore year. I met him like once, but we didn't really start hanging out until like junior year.
Yeah, I can't even remember the first time I met you.
It was through mutual friends. I knew someone, and then like they were meeting up with you real quick for something.
I think
something.
I met you because of Ryan Fisher, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and that's weird now that I don't really hang out or even keep up with him, but I fucking hang out with you all the time.
Yeah.
What was your first impression of me, Dwight? Rather than my charming good looks and my
I think you threw out the guns the day I met.
Was I doing this?
Yeah, since then I was just like, this is a guy I need to keep in touch with.
He's got guns.
in Skate 3, my guy throws guns.
Oh, I love it.
And I think about it every time.
The little like, montage thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
He throws guns.
All right, Allie. That was a good one.
Jeez,
Allie. I give it a one.
I know one. Oh, where would you rate it on the dope meter?
What's that?
It's a new meter that we're throwing that we made up for the podcast.
Is it -5 to 5?
No, it's 1 to 10.
Oh, okay.
Dope meter.
We've rated two things 12 dopes now though. So
12 dopes.
Yeah. So we're whatever. How many dopes you think that it deserves?
I'm gonna stick with one.
What are
one dope?
Really, one dope?
Yeah. That was pretty good. I would have given it at least like four
you
dopes.
A birthday gift, and you give me one dope.
Right I didn't
now.
Know one was bad.
I'm not even sure what dopes are.
I don't even know
like
if it goes into the negatives. I don't think it goes into the negatives.
Is lower better?
No.
Oh,
are you sure?
I'm sure. Because something that was cool, we gave 12 dopes.
Well, maybe you guys weren't thinking straight that day.
No, we were.
How do we know?
Because it's on the episode.
We should sort out the dope thing.
All right.
Yeah, it'll progress more in the podcast.
I got one dope. All right. Yeah,
I got one dope.
All right, shit. I'll try again later.
And apparently, I'm the connoisseur, the expert of
you're the dope
giving
referee,
out the dope.
Apparently.
Yes. Apparently, my opinion means
shirt?
Something. What?
I've got stripes on. Maybe I should be the ref. These are big stripes.
Yeah. Okay, you should be bathing in the 1950s.
What?
You should be bathing in the 1950s. They always wear, like, their
red and
white.
Listen, don't make fun of my speedo.
So, you guys didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you. My first impression of Josh, I'm going
to
be just
you didn't give me a chance to ask.
I hate
can
him.
I ask now?
So full of himself.
I didn't like him.
Did you really?
Yeah?
I didn't hate him, but here's the truth. The first time I met you was when Nick was moving all his stuff in. It was October 2 years ago, and
was it really 2 years ago?
Yeah, I had just bought
a year and a half.
I had just bought my first house, right around the corner from my parents, because I really wanted to get away from
and me.
Yes, and Dwight. That's right. I bought my first house. I was moving my stuff
in.
I
wonder where we are now.
Nick Tidwell, hello. By the way, you need to come be on one of these. Was moving his stuff in, and Josh stops by in his cute little checkered collar shirt and his helmet under one arm. And reaches out to shake my hand, and he says, "Hey, how's it going? I'm Josh. I'm going to be here a lot, by the way. just so you know." And I was like, "This motherfucker. This is my house, and he's trying to tell me what's going to happen."
Are you serious? You hated me for that?
I didn't hate you.
I was totally kidding. I mean, I was serious, but
right,
it was a
right,
joke.
Right, No, I love you now, of course, but I was just like, this son of a bitch.
This son of a bitch. He's inviting himself to my house.
When I meet people, I should just fucking look at him and nod. I shouldn't
even you should just say hello.
I should like, say
hello,
shit.
I'm Josh.
And then what?
Hey, but your charm
like
and your boyish good looks made up for it, so
well,
don't worry
I had
about
a good first impression of Josh. I don't really remember
no
my
one
first
cares.
Real impression.
I don't remember. I know why I met you.
I know why.
I met you through Josh.
Yeah,
you're fucking... I'm like a hallway.
Yeah, I've met...
You're like a hooker.
I've met like all my friends through Josh. But, well, I guess... Yeah, I don't really remember my first impression of you, but
that's
it was never
nice.
Bad.
It was never bad.
It was
all
never
right.
bad, nothing
I
bad.
I don't like this topic much.
Yeah, why is it about Josh?
Let's all pick on Josh. My first impression of Dwight was this guy's a phenomenal beer pong player.
We've kicked
and I need
many of
partner.
Us, and so have me and Josh.
Right.
Well, I think you and I went like 20-something and 0 before
yeah.
we finally lost.
All right, yeah. Your first impression of Allie in one word. Go.
Kate's friend.
That's two words. Go.
Not according to Josh.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Not according to Josh. That's just one word.
Yeah, right.
Kate's friend.
That's hyphenated.
Perfect!
Yeah.
One word. Come on.
It's
smiles.
Weird, but, you know,
smiles?
You know what?
I can see that.
Remember I call earlier? You smiles behind your back. I don't know if I ever told you that.
You did. I like it, though.
Are you guys met smiles yet? She's pretty bitching.
Oh, I'm bitching.
She never stops smiling. Fucking. Can't sleep sometimes.
It's better than bitches.
Oh
well,
because,
I mean, we all know who bitches is. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to say their
of course,
name
of course.
On the podcast, but...
Right.
You may... Well, I know we've talked about it, but you
okay.
probably don't remember because you've probably
I
never
probably
met
know
him.
Who it is just because I already don't like him because he kept me up one night in my house when I was
yeah.
trying to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, he may or may not have fed Nick's fish tacos.
Well, now he's going to for sure know who you're talking about.
He was drunk.
So
obviously, he fed
remember?
A fish tacos.
Well, I do that when I'm sober.
Were they
I
fish
like fish
tacos.
I know, exactly.
They
was
were,
it, was
they
it
were
idiotic
tacos.
Or was it cruel?
No, it was tacos from Jack in the Box.
Well, I don't think there's any way he can actually access this.
I don't, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll go past. Anyways.
Yeah.
We'll edit that part out, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll just put a one solid beep. And then, like, when people
just
get
like,
to this part, they'll be
time,
like...
Remember that time that one guy... Beep. Yeah.
And then I shit a hammer. Now we're back. Chris is waving again.
It's not a video podcast yet.
It's not?
Nope.
Well, Lamar was...
We need more beautiful artwork first. This is an electric...
Oh,
blanket.
I found out something. It used to be.
It used to be.
I don't know where to plug that.
So now there's just an awkward plasticky shit on your blanket? This doesn't bother you.
Hey, by the way.
No.
You don't feel this?
No.
This thing is heavy.
I don't hit myself in the face with it. Why am I not going to sleep?
Dwight, we are the three most uninteresting people in the world. I don't know why you invited us over here to talk on your podcast.
I'm not sure
why
either,
not?
But I haven't seen
yeah,
you guys
I don't know
in a
why.
While. I'm happy to be here.
I'm stoked. I'm just not very interesting.
You are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I found out, I remembered something that, something about me that most people don't know about.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
That, I used to be a really big artist.
Did you poop
ahead? Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the only really recognition or thing that I've done lately that has brought me back into
actually,
it.
Actually, yeah, check out the roof right there, Chris.
The hair.
See that blue thing?
Yeah.
That entire room was covered with stuff like that.
Yeah.
This whole room actually had drawings from me and Terry and everybody, actually, but I did a lot of big stuff on here.
Hmm.
That,
nice.
Like, I did a really big, like, graffiti thing of my name that actually turned out pretty well.
Nice.
I remember that.
Yeah, like, tons of stuff on
there. There was a McDonald's sign in here that was upside down.
Yeah.
That's a W.
It was
like
a real
World.
McDonald's sign, though. Like, it wasn't painted.
Oh.
It was on there.
It was okay. Plastic. I miss it.
Do you guys remember Beavis and Butthead, by the way? Or
I do.
Too young for that
kidding
one.
Me?
No, dude, I grew up on him.
I just didn't like it.
Oh, Ellie.
Whoa,
we're going to be talking about the penis and the vagina.
I was a little
we will definitely be talking about masturbation.
Such a good episode.
We should get a more interesting girl for next time.
Yeah, oh. I know.
Vanessa will be on tomorrow, but
yeah,
she doesn't talk a whole lot.
Who's Vanessa? I heard
yeah,
about
yeah,
her.
She works at GameStop.
Is she hot?
Is she really smart?
She's smart. I don't know. I don't talk to her a whole lot.
Okay.
I think he
every time
her.
We hang out, you know.
I mean, Allie's pretty smart. Good work, Chris.
Alex. Yeah, no, I caught it. Anyways, She works at GameStop. I just know her through mutual friends.
That is hot.
That's her present.
He is
right there.
Trying very hard not to say anything. That's her present.
Yeah, he's trying to be very
neutral. Well,
it's
neutral. For her birthday. It's Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dwight's trying to be very neutral.
That's the pajama party.
My question.
Invite her tomorrow night.
Yeah, that she's gonna be here.
No, to our party.
Oh, to the party.
To the party, silly.
Me and you are beer pong partners, pal.
She doesn't know any of you guys.
So?
She barely knows me.
Okay, well then.
Well, what better way to get to know her than to come over to my house and get drunk?
She does like to drink.
There you go.
She's always just stealing people's drinks at, like, Red Robin.
I don't have friends. I need to have more people there so I don't feel like a loser.
Well, if you're listening...
apparently we're not her friends.
If you're listening, Allie Laughlin needs friends.
Yeah. Attention, internet. Allison Laughlin needs friends.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty, very smart.
Pretty built.
Pretty built?
And she's got...
I like your build.
Every time I hear this, I hear, like, he's built like a truck. No. So I'm like, she's
Optimus
built like
Prime.
A truck?
No, not like a truck.
No.
She's hot.
Not like a...
She's built like an
The only problem is she never has anything interesting to say. It's
very
terrible.
True, yeah.
I wanted to say something, but I had no clue what would be a good thing to say. She's built like an
a unicycle.
She's built like a woman, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
She's
sure.
built Ford Tough.
Right. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
There you go.
Some kind of watch, I think.
I don't even want to go into that.
We'll switch to the next topic.
Yeah. Oh, God. How long have we been together now? A couple years? Something like that?
A couple years?
16 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
You guys are rubbing about on your 50th year anniversary, aren't you? Almost there.
What it feels like, at least.
Dragging on, waiting for you to kick the bucket.
Man.
Got that life insurance policy?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I get everything. I'm working on this, like...
No, bullshit. I have made up my will already, and everything goes
to
Sean and James.
Do you get his collection of leather chaps?
Well, I was hoping...
No, those are getting buried with him.
I want to break it to him later,
so let me tell you a little bit more about Brazil.
We haven't really anything past the thumbs.
The attention isn't on me, so I have to redirect it real
quick. Do they have really bad, like, dental hygiene? Like, in movies, I always feel like foreign countries are really fucked up in the mouth.
Like the Brits.
Well, I didn't really get too close to many people's teeth.
Well, I mean, just like in general.
Maybe I
should have,
but...
You should have taken a lot of pictures and be like, hey,
smile. Well, here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about that. In Brazil, in Rio, where I was staying, electronics apparently are worth, like, 3 times what they're worth in the States here.
Yeah, that's actually true.
So is there like a socket in like every third house?
Maybe. No, but they instead of having 2 plugs, they actually really only have one. You know, like how most outlets have one on top of the other.
So it's like perfect to stick your finger in it? Or what do you mean, like
it's not that there's a hole,
no,
it's just one plug.
It's one
little outlet.
I thought you meant it was like a mic port, like a...
No.
Like,
but, so
quick thing on that.
Go for it.
Ryan, when he was on his mission, he lived with a Brazilian guy, and he wanted to buy a PlayStation 2 or something here,
right?
Because it's like $400 there, and he can get it for
like
$100. No, for a PlayStation 2?
Oh, I thought you said 3.
No, 2. Yeah, and so that's how I know about that.
Yeah.
$400?
Yeah.
So
what the fuck? Well, who is this guy?
I
can have my old one. I don't even want that shit.
I didn't bring a camera. All I had was my iPhone, and I paid like, with the, you know, with the warranty and the cover and all that, I paid like $600 for my iPhone.
God damn.
Because I wasn't due for an upgrade yet. No, in here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. In America.
Yeah. So I figure there, it's
Dwight.
Worth like maybe $1,400 to $1,500 perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And people there are pretty poor. So, every time I had my phone out, they said, you know, keep it, like people that weren't trying to rob me would say, oh, keep that hidden, hide it, you know. So I didn't take a whole lot of pictures. But I got some. But I was trying to keep my iPhone hidden as much
That's
as possible.
I should
have got a disposable.
Yeah,
I
let you
like
actually.
A brown paper bag and like put a little hole in it. Like a little hole in the back. It'd be like your personal photo booth. You're walking around with it. Filled up inside a bag. People are like, what the fuck's this tourist doing?
I know,
doing?
Like the people I work with are like, oh, send pictures of all the Brazilian hotties. It's like, well, I don't walk around just like, oh, there's a cute girl. Let me take a picture of her because that's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Like,
you're a tourist.
Excuse me, can you bend over this guy at work for really?
And
well, you didn't understand
me? Pretend you're taking a picture of something else.
Right. Well, the rumors were that, you know, there's just Brazilian hotties walking around everywhere. Now, it's true that there are some hot women there, but it's not like...
You didn't see any?
No, I saw some. It's just they're about as common as they are here in the States, you know?
Yeah. I think that's how it is everywhere.
Like, I think there's some sort of unjust...
exotic.
Yeah, some kind of like reputation exotic that they have that they don't deserve to have all these hot women. They,
now, fuck you, Brazil.
I feel like I could have seen hotter women in Santa Cruz or L.A. or something, you know?
I feel like I've never heard that they're hot. They just have huge asses.
They do have big butts. That's true.
And yeah. I'm okay with that. I like, I know, I'm down for that.
I think it's their food.
But I, it's like...
all those chimichangas.
The burritos go straight to the cheeks and not the face kind.
Right.
I'm not of the face variety.
Yes.
How are the men in Brazil?
They were so hot.
Did they have big butts?
Yes. I actually wrote down a list of observations I had of these Brazilian people.
Did you?
If you guys
you were studying them.
You wrote this on your phone that you weren't having out.
Right, right. Oh, people love the thumbs up, as I already mentioned.
Right.
People use Halls, like the throat lozenger things. They use those as breath mints.
That's what you were talking about, the breath mints thing.
Yeah.
That's weird. Those
weird.
Taste like garbage.
I know. Somebody, like, I was at a club, and...
I guess the menthol-y ones are okay. They clear up your nose real nice.
I was at a club the second night.
Like 30 feet away, you're like...
And some guy offered me a Halls, and I was just like...
quivering.
I'm, okay, sure. And, like, he popped one, too, and it was like a breath mint. I was like...
Are you sure to have a little smiley face on it?
he might have been slipping me Mickey's.
You touching my handball?
Yes. Another observation. McDonald's there is expensive as fuck.
Isn't it expensive as fuck here? It's like $7 for a death burger.
No, I'm saying like they don't have like a value menu or anything. Like you can't like a
there's
cheeseburger.
There's no dollar menu.
There's
there.
No like dollar menu. Like
how much is stuff there?
The cheapest thing. Well, I'm gonna translate.
What is their currency over there?
It's called. It's spelled R-E-A-L. Which
real?
A normal person would call real. It real or real, but no, they pronounce it real or some shit. Their R's are
what's the symbol for that?
An R with a dollar sign after it.
That's stupid.
Two symbols?
They're not very creative.
No, not
lazy
at all.
Americans cannot do that.
The cheapest thing I saw at McDonald's, I actually turned around and walked out of McDonald's because it was too expensive. The cheapest thing they had was like $10 American, and it was a Big Mac meal.
Wow.
$10?
Right. So I just went back to my hotel.
What's the $1 here? What's their
$1 here is the same as about 1.6 or 1.7 reals.
How many reals are those?
Oh,
these are 15 reals.
Yeah. And my hotel was 260 reals per night.
260?
Yeah. Came
was
out to like.
Was it a nice room or what?
It was really nice, actually.
Oh, okay, alright.
It was right on the beach, too.
Is this like a Motel 6? What the hell?
No. I wish I had a Motel 6.
What's a Motel 6 called over there, anyway?
Motel 6. The Motel 6.
Yeah, you speak fluent Spanish, don't you?
Yes, actually, that's what I was speaking the whole time I was there.
I thought they spoke a different language there.
I wouldn't say I'm fluent, but
you're much.
I converse
than
with Mexicans on a daily basis.
You know what's weird?
You always order well at Mexican restaurants.
I'm not very good at speaking Spanish, but at work, I definitely know when people are talking shit. I definitely tell them to fuck off right back in English, and they're kind of just like. And they say something in Spanish, and I'm like, I understand you.
Okay, two more quick observations about the real people, and then I'll leave you guys alone with my trip.
Tell me more.
Phone numbers are 8 digits there.
Wait, we got 7.
We have 7.
Yes. And their number system, instead of a comma, they use a period, and instead of a period, they use a comma. Like, for 3,000, they would use 3.000.
Oh, that's just, like...
What...
That's
I
like,
think that's a lot of places, too.
That's just Hispanic.
Like on? Is it on tens, or...
What?
Did you catch?
What?
Sorry, I'm just curious. Like, their
what's
numbering
the
systems. Like, ours is in tens.
We count to 10, yes. What?
Yeah, but, like, other countries, they'll do, like, 12s, and, like, some countries do, like, 12s and 20s, and...
What are you talking about?
I don't know
what
she's talking
about. I'm just curious.
Are you talking about, like, a dozen here is 12, but a dozen there is, like, 42? Like, what do you
well,
mean?
Well, no, like, we're also by 12s, because we do dozens, but we're mostly by, you know, count by 10s. But other
like
countries have different...
Like, what do you mean?
Just in general, how they count.
I think I know what you're saying, but I can't like phrase it in a way that would make people understand.
If you take,
which I think is why she's taking
things
so long.
Are sold, or like this
just
is $45.
The numeric system, how you count, like we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then 10, and then start over.
And then it's
like
a
some
1,
people do it to 51, like
2, 3, 4,
52.
Right?
Yeah, some countries do it to you know 7s or 12s. So I was just wondering if you noticed something like that. That interests me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
well,
17, 20,
our 11 would be like their 8.
Yeah.
That type
so
of deal.
It still
like,
looks.
So there is
like
such
an
a thing as Chinese math, is what you're telling me.
Yes. Chinese checkers is basically the same thing.
Okay.
Am I allowed to pee while we're doing this? Is that allowed?
I was about
not
to.
On my head. But yeah, Sam has already covered that first episode.
Yeah.
Half a second in.
Yeah.
What?
He began to say, wait, I have to go to the bathroom. And that's what I was talking to myself.
Yeah, that's how
so,
this
feel
whole
free.
Franchise began, actually. Yeah, it was with Sam peeing.
Yeah. Oh. We are built on bathroom breaks.
Built? Oh, it's permitted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Feel free
fuck
to go.
Yeah.
Go.
Am I allowed to say that?
Tipping.
Yeah. That, I have, there's an explicit tag in the iTunes thing for a reason.
Gotcha.
So fuck you, iTunes.
See, I couldn't use iTunes at first, man. I had to look on the actual site.
I don't know why it wasn't working for people, because nothing's changed. Anyways, we've doubled subscribers since yesterday.
So what do we got? What do you got now?
33, last time I checked.
Nice.
Yeah.
And just random people subscribe? Or
I don't know. We have one guy in Japan. Huh. There's one guy in France and another in Australia.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Bonjour.
How do you say hello in Australian?
Hello.
Hello.
Oi.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Yeah. There you go.
Oi or hola.
Aussie, hola. Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Or it's the opposite. Oi, oi, oi.
I don't know.
I think it's Aussie.
I don't ever say that.
Sorry. And also, tipping is very odd. There.
Tipping?
They don't expect.
Do you tip
it.
With a thumbs up?
That's one. Maybe that's why it's considered so odd to tip with money. Is because they just love the thumbs up. And
they just like probably that's
easy,
like a
please.
Way of building self esteem. They're just like, oh my god, I love that guy. I'm having such a shitty day. What, dude? I'm just like, come on.
And
shoot me another.
Number one absolute worst thing about Brazil. They don't sell beer in 6 or 12 packs. They sell them individually.
You gotta enunciate more. Project yourself.
Beers are sold individually, even at the grocery store. You can't buy 12 packs or 6 packs. So
when you want to buy a 12 pack, you have to go and carry
gotta,
12
yes,
beers out
you have
there.
To grab 12 beers and throw them in the cart.
Wow.
That's pretty terrible.
Sounds like you had a good trip.
It sounds like they're not really big into beer there. Can you buy sodas in, like, boxes and stuff?
No.
Everything is sold in
individuals. Everything is individuals.
Wow.
I bought four individual Coke Zeros pretty much every day.
So every grocery store here would be, like, a Costco for them.
Pretty much. That
right?
Sounds like it.
What?
Well, you know how Costco, you can buy bulk things. But
yeah.
For us, it's, like, 40 billion things in one box, right?
Yeah.
For us, our regular grocery stores that sell things in, like, 12 packs would be a Costco
to
them.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
If you think about it, their currency, you know, isn't as good as ours, so
what
they
type
might
of currency is it again?
Rahals!
Rahals!
So, they might not be able to, you know, it might be more of a luxury thing to go get, you know, sodas or things like that, where they don't like to get it in bulk because
what makes you think their currency isn't as good as ours, just because it's pronounced
Rahals.
It's because it's pronounced like that.
Who says it's pronounced wrong?
Yeah, maybe it's pronounced that way.
Who's
Rahals?
Who's being condescending now?
No, I'm just saying that because
actually, if, just a quick thing real quick. If anybody does know how to pronounce it, we have our own email address now at lolthecast@gmail.com.
Except for I don't know how you could email a pronunciation.
You can. There's things
the
online.
Phonetic symbols.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can also put attachments. There's smart ways of doing
phonetic
it.
Phonetic symbols.
Yep, Chris left for a second to go to the bathroom, I'm assuming, too. Yep.
See, I'm not saying that the currency is like worse, but they may not. They may think that buying like beer and soda and stuff is more of a luxury thing that they can't afford to do all the time.
Well, it could be a thing of affordability, or it could be one reason why America's fat.
Yeah.
Because we can buy things in bulk.
You should see the artwork I just did for my drawing class.
Is it a bunch of fat people?
It's an American flag.
I may take offense to that.
Made out of,
do you draw a bunch of fat people in your free time?
Fat people enthusiast.
She's like that kid from Superbad. Instead of drawing, like, throbbing dicks, she just draws fat
you
people.
Didn't want this to be about penises. This
I had to think
time.
Of something that had to do with someone drawing shit. That's
okay.
All I got.
That's all I got.
Well, I just made an American flag with clippings of just how the American dream's gone to shit, how it's just all about materialistic things, obesity, fast food, luxury.
Yeah.
And
well,
I kind of destroyed an American flag and drew on it a bit. But that's okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that's a federal crime.
Maybe, but it's for art and freedom of speech,
for art.
So.
There you go. Yeah,
and
but
it's
I still think
one
it's
from Walmart.
Mike almost fell over, but I caught it.
Sorry, Mike.
It's all right.
Your nuts look scared.
Yeah, it only falls over on that
there you
side.
Go again.
Never falls
no,
on
I
over.
I don't know why I've been drinking. I'm stupid.
Drinking was a bad idea. Oh, I never said what we were drinking. We are drinking,
No. Hey, time out. Before you say it, they have not paid you enough money to give them a plug, so you don't say it.
We're drinking good beer.
We'll just say it rhymes with Hidmer Weifeheisen. That's all.
With Fremens.
Yes. and you hear that, guys? People that rhyme with Hidmer Weifeheisen, you give us a sweet contract, and we'll mention your beer on the air.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
holy shit, I love that idea.
Right?
Well, yeah, dude. Coors is actually really big into...
What? You mean whores?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Whores are really into, like sponsoring podcasts.
Yes. And I'm really
Doors.
I'm really into drinking whores.
Doors sounds... Don't do this right now. I'm getting distracted.
Are we looking at porn?
They're really big into sponsoring podcasts and stuff like that.
Nice.
Like a lot of people from Revision 3, they do it.
I've been watching a lot of those shows or something.
Really, really good place to go. I'd plug them, but... by plugging them, obviously you're already listening to us.
Hmm.
So keep listening to us, and and we'll keep...
Listening to you.
Listening to you, San Diego.
I'm kind of sad we're out of those Hidmer Weifeheisens.
Yeah. We got more Fremens.
Yeah? I could eat those.
If you want to suck on a Fremen.
I think you need to tell people that they're lemons.
No.
Lemons not a bread.
They haven't paid us yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Remens haven't paid us.
I'm not saying that shit until we see some money from Remen.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, fruit stand.
Oh, man. So what'd you do while I was in Brazil, Dwight?
Miss you.
Yeah?
Yeah, every day. I have a booklet. It's called I Miss Chris.
It's true. You wouldn't
say it rhymed. And then I wrote that under. It's like, hey, that rhymed.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you can't see it. I burned it when you got back. I make a new one every time I leave.
Good.
Yeah. It's
He's
just for like
artistic.
It's a memory of you. I just draw memories.
Hmm.
And then before you come back, I just look through it, and I'm like, now that he's back, I can burn it.
I like it.
Yep. So, how was your fraternity days?
Oh,
you want to talk about that, since these two are too busy doing bed stuff.
That's okay.
Bed talk.
It is an amazing bed.
It's all right. I've been dating Allie for a month now. She doesn't have anything interesting to say. It's all right.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, podcast time.
Oh my god.
Oh
my
god.
Fraternity life.
You don't have anything interesting to say, so he just gives away your bedtime services? That seems
kind of
rude.
What's going on?
I brought you on because I thought you said you said that you had nothing interesting to say, but
she
talked about for house and your art project.
All that.
Maybe we should direct a little bit more attention towards Allie this podcast.
I think so, yeah. Was this a historic event with the first girl ever? So.
Something more academic than... booze, sluts, and cars, and athletics.
Boobs? When did we talk about
booze?
Booze. Oh, my mistake, sorry. Can
Those
we talk
are,
about
um,
boobs, though?
We can.
Another podcast.
I'm pretty good at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I should just have, like, an all-girl cast talking about boobs.
Right on. Okay, well, but first...
Can I be there? I'll just be quiet.
I'll just sit in the corner. Tell all our viewers what it's like to be a girl. Because half of them have no idea.
Well,
that's
probably
true.
But...
more than half.
I'm probably like the worst girl to give that example to because I hang out with all you boys.
Yeah.
Well, those fucking Barbie doll girls are shit anyway. Nobody likes them.
Yeah. I mean, that would be good for a video podcast, I guess. Just put them in the background. Because they have no
dancing. They fucking Kanye West.
Yeah.
Like the clown mime.
Yeah, like the clown mime.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Mike almost fell.
Sorry,
it's
I'm already drunk.
How many have you had? Two?
Seven.
Oh, you had more.
He prepared himself. He got nervous.
Yeah.
You're in front of the internet.
All right, Allie, what's it like to be a girl? Come on. You wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
It's true, I do.
Jesus Christ, I could go on about that song for hours.
It's not,
I
though.
I hate that song.
It's not.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of that song.
Well,
you
good.
Don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it in your life.
When I tell you that that is garbage.
Okay. We established. You
I
have to say
you jiggle your titties, you put on some socks. What? Come on.
I spend my mornings trying to find things to wear, but then give up because I really don't care enough.
Hmm.
My feet hurt when I wear new shoes. So that's really exciting.
That's a girl thing.
Yeah, must be.
Guys buy shoes that are comfortable.
Right.
Hey, my Pumas are comfortable. But I just bought some really cute new shoes that you guys really don't care about. But
see? We don't buy shoes for cuteness.
When I came in, I thought I left my shoes here.
No, they're mine. They're your size, I'm sure. But
do you wear a men's 11?
I wear, like, a men's, like, what am I, 8 and a half? I'm a woman's 10, you know this.
She's a monster foot.
Yeah, no, that would not.
I'm true. A man's 8 and a half. It's huge.
It's not anywhere near my size.
I know the trash can's over here, isn't it?
It's right there.
It's okay.
Actually, right next
don't worry.
I'll pick it up later.
Yeah.
Just like
so,
a woman should.
Getting off topic here.
Our fraternity
just, yeah, we'll just go back to you since Allie's lost
well,
for words
no,
right now.
Give me a topic as opposed to just something as broad as what's it like to be
you're
a woman?
You're graduating tomorrow.
Yes, I am. And
so you should
birthday.
Know what it's like
so
to
you
be
should,
a
woman. You should tell everybody why what you're graduating.
I'm graduating from a community college.
Terrorist Academy.
I just got 2 AAs. One in liberal arts and sciences, another with an emphasis in humanities, and...
How do you emphasize humanity?
You just talk about it a lot.
They changed the...
Human!
Just the classes I took, it's like all the social sciences, pretty much.
Hmm.
Like anthropology, history, things like that.
I hate history. Yeah. Worse subject.
Really? Because I hate anthropology. Trust me, it's worse.
I bet.
That's my major.
I'm so sorry for you.
some people have their things.
You know what's weird? I never liked anthropology, but my major is biology.
So
yeah.
They're
not really
I have a question for all our callers,
well, I mean,
our viewers out there.
Listeners.
All our viewers out there. Go ahead and call in right now. Call in right now. My number is 209.
We're not going to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
let's not do that.
They're gonna call, they can't call in?
No, because it's not live stream.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Anyways.
Yes,
anyways,
it is.
Just email us in. Why do women pick such useless majors? Answer us that.
Yeah, at lolthecast@gmail.com.
Oh, thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Because it jerks.
Is he trying to keep dating her? I wonder.
No.
He's trying to end it right now.
On the podcast. Telling the internet how to break up with women.
How to lose a woman.
So how, this is
text
how to
text messages anyway, anymore, boys. Do it online.
Yeah. It's not live stream. She won't know until later. You have plenty of time to escape.
She won't know until she listens to it later.
Yeah,
by then I'll
true.
Be in Mexico.
Or back in Brazil.
No.
No.
I'm not going back.
Your thumbs are tired.
My thumbs are so
my thumbs are worn out.
Anthropology's not stupid.
I didn't say it was stupid, I said I don't like it.
I said it was useless, I didn't say it was stupid.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I don't care about what the monkeys think.
See, no, I'm more social cultural.
Okay, so wait.
I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, wait.
About
okay.
Different societies and cultures as opposed to primates and evolution and whatnot.
I think Dwight's sighing for attention.
Yes.
I am.
It's
I am.
True.
I'm
it's
trying to
true.
Direct this back around from arguing how shitty anthropology is. So you have 2 AAs now.
Yes.
And majoring in anthropology.
Yes.
You're majoring in biology.
And chemistry.
And chemistry.
Give me
and
a
yet you're not being a scientist.
Well, I kind
sort
of.
Yeah, you're going to be a doctor.
A medical scientist.
Going for a doctor.
Hoping.
Yeah, hoping.
Medical school?
You will.
If I fall short, you know,
let's see,
I can be like a pharmacist or something shitty like that.
You be a nurse.
Something shitty like that.
a nurse. Can I have boobies?
Yes.
Sweet. I'm
go
down.
To Germany.
Sign me up. What? Oh, I can get implants.
There you go.
Yeah, they're really stiff.
Yep. And you majored in something. I always forget.
For the record, he's pointing at me.
I'm pointing at Chris.
Chris is still waving.
Yeah,
I was actually an oleologist. I studied a little bit of everything.
Muhammad oleologist?
Yes.
I thought you were like, you learned how to skateboard really well. An oleologist.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, an oleologist.
Yeah. Nice. No.
The skateboarding. It
means I learned everything. I'm an oleologist.
So you're a very well-rounded human being.
No, not at all.
No.
Actually, no, I was just an engineer. That's so super boring.
Yeah, I know you're
an engineer,
but you have a fancy title for it, don't you? What's your title at work? I never
engineer
can remember
training.
That.
Project engineer?
Project engineer? I thought it was something way longer than that.
Really
I was going to say, that's really easy.
On my diploma, it says Bachelor of Science in Engineering Management with a focus in civil engineering.
Yep.
That's the long and short of it.
Well, there you go. And you read really big books, like, all the time.
No.
These, like, not like this, but I see you have
oh,
this really
yeah.
big book
there's
that you're always looking through.
There's this test I was studying for
right.
so that I could get licensed to be an engineer in the state of California. But I actually read a really interesting book lately that Allie let me borrow. It's called P.S. Your Cat is Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought I would say these words.
Interesting story behind that book.
Never thought I would say these words, but on my vacation, I read a really interesting book.
It wasn't that book?
It was. That was that book.
That
it was
book.
Extremely
you
homo-
just said, I read an interesting book.
Right, right. It was about this guy who he's having a really shitty life. His girlfriend leaves him. He gets fired from his job, and then he gets robbed a couple times. Right. Anyways, he catches his burglar, like the third time he's getting robbed, and he ties him down and thinks of all this demented, crazy shit to do to him. Mm. I'm not going to ruin it, but that's pretty much the one.
That's about the gist of it.
Yeah.
You could it
is extremely
it. I
homoerotic.
I don't think I'm going to be reading it.
No, I don't think anybody will. It's kind of...
But P.S. Your cat's dead?
P.S. Your cat's dead.
Doesn't sound like a title I'm going to look up. I mean,
well,
go ahead and ruin it.
I was in Key West.
Not for the internet. What? I was talking to Josh. Okay. Key West.
I was in Key West at an ATM, and across the street I saw a bookstore. I only had a couple minutes because I was just waiting for everyone else to use the ATM. I run in. I see that book on the shelf. It looked intriguing, so I buy it. Later on that night, that book ripped a hole in my bag, so I lost my camera and my ATM card, so all I had left was a book.
Why did that book rip a hole in your bag?
Because it was a plastic bag.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't have my purse because I didn't really carry a purse.
Was it a heavy book?
No.
Was it a
I don't
book?
Know
it
what happened.
Sharp edge. It was a sharp book.
I don't know what happened.
Sharp.
Was there a built-in
dress
sword?
Well, I was constantly checking to make sure nothing was fallen out. And it was from 10 minutes from the walk from the sea to where we parked the car, it had fallen out. And I kept walking back and forth trying to find it.
But yeah, should have looked for a closer parking spot.
Well, we were in, like, the downtown area. It's, like,
saying,
the Bourbon Street of Key West. I forgot the
Key West
name.
I also read another book on my trip called Chuck Norris versus Mr. T. And that was badass.
I bet you Chuck Norris won.
It was a
it
tie,
was his,
I think.
Oh.
Did he use a secret fist beard?
Yes.
Beard fist?
Beard fist?
Right.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, fist beard. That'd be weird.
A really hairy fist.
Yeah, so we got about 4 minutes left or so. We could go a little bit longer if need be, but is there anything else anybody wanted to talk about? That
don't you have like a thingy over there with list on it?
We already went through it.
Really?
It was only two stories, and that was his receipt. Or
we'll show
his
our viewers,
picture.
We'll show our viewers the picture again.
Yeah, I'll make sure to link the picture on the website so everybody can see it, because it's definitely worth seeing.
Well, let's talk about the people that we need to get on the show.
There's a lot of my friends that live across America that I'm going to try to work on doing like a conference call on Skype or Ventrilo or something like that and bring them on.
Nice.
Yeah. Nick?
Nick
Tidwell,
you need
Nick on
to be
here.
On this, yes.
Yeah, I was trying to get Dan again
Dan
for yesterday or the day for episode two. He never got back to me. Huh. I actually want to get Derp on here.
My little brother?
Yeah.
We can get him in here and play a little melody or something. He's a pretty good guitarist.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Still trying to find more girls that talk, so it's not just a bunch of guys talking all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Vanessa will be on here tomorrow, so will Israel and Robert.
She better be interesting.
Yeah.
Or I'll be pissed.
She better have a great personality.
Exactly.
Be really smart.
I don't know... really much anybody else. Everybody that's listened to has already been kind of like, you know, gung-ho for helping me out, you know, coming over and talking and stuff, so.
I have something.
What?
So, you know how you had never heard the phrase, like, checking someone's oil before? Chris has.
What the fuck?
Oh. Yeah, I was thinking
we're
that every time he was giving
last
a thumbs
night,
up.
Wait.
We're talking about checking someone's oil, which means to jam forcibly a appendage of your hand into somebody's asshole
to check
Dwight
the oil.
Didn't believe me
I
that
didn't
it
know.
Was real.
Didn't Ryan say that happened to him in Chicago?
Yes.
No, he didn't say check an oil. That just the fucking lady fucking went whoop right into his butt.
Beautiful.
Did he get her number?
I don't know. Oh. I asked.
Maybe that's what she was trying to do, put it in his butt.
Yeah.
Right. So, she was like wrapped around her thumb and she was like.
So I'm just gonna throw this out there. I'm down to join your show here anytime, but if the topic ever goes to like smart stuff, like cars, computers, any kind of smart stuff, count me out.
Well, I know you're big into sports and stuff, and I know Dan follows it pretty well too, so
right, I was
get
telling,
you two in. And
I was telling Allie, if you know, if the topics are like sports, sluts, or
booze, I think, yeah.
Or, any of those categories, I, you know.
Good, down to go.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, I mean, that's why I like multiple people. That way, every day is a different, you know, conversation.
Well, like I'll bring the booze and the sluts, and you just, you know, you show up.
And then we can talk about sports.
And then we'll play.
It'll be a sports bar.
And then we'll wrestle.
And then we'll wrestle on mic. Yes. Not on camera, but on mic.
Yes. Yeah, you'll hear all the grunting. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, it'll be a great orchestra of men.
Get some.
Yeah. No, an hour's passed already.
I'm just sad we don't have more beer.
I'm sad that I can't really upload anything longer than an hour, really.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's why I keep it around an hour. And an hour's pretty long. Our first episode was actually an hour and 40 minutes.
Hour and 40?
Yeah, I had to cut it down to about an hour, because my max upload right now is only 30 megabytes, and each one goes about 20. That's why I think we could go on for a little bit longer.
We'll just edit out the dumb shit.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
This is all about the dumb shit, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yes, and I'd like to delve more into my fraternity life.
Yeah, we kept trying to touch on that, and then we kept stopping.
That's right.
You love talking about yourself.
Much of it is secretive, so I can't tell too much, but there are some good stories in there that I can talk about.
Did you walk on potato chips with bare feet, and I told you it was broken glass?
That's Van Wilder. That's a scene from that movie.
Yeah.
But no. If you want to see the most accurate Hollywood rendition of what a fraternity is like... I would say the part in Butterfly Effect. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
I have seen it. First one.
Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher. The part where he's in a fraternity. It's a little bit like that, only a tiny bit less harsh.
So you guys are really mean.
Like I said,
to the
less
the
harsh.
Okay.
Less harsh.
Well, yeah. You get the people going for the fraternity are called rushes, right?
A rush is when
I don't know any of the lingo.
A rush is like the time before you're invited to join.
It's like when everyone's applying.
It's like when you go around to all the different fraternities and you check out to see which one
you might like. It's like a job fair.
Right. You're like, oh, which guy's dicks do I want to suck for the rest of my life?
Well, there you go.
Well, there's that topic again.
You choose the best ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this guy's got big lips. Suction's probably great.
Right, guys, you go around and you I don't know. You see which ones you get along with the best, which ones have the same interests as you. That's called rush, and then that's when you're called rushies. And then when you're actually invited to join, that's when you become a pledge.
A pledge.
A pledge.
Not
how long do you stay a pledge?
No.
That varies. That definitely varies from school to school, from fraternity to fraternity. It's
could it possibly be like a whole semester?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mine was.
Yours was a whole semester you were a pledge?
They weren't sure about you.
They were back and forth, probably.
Right.
Did you just keep going around going?
Yes, I just
giving thumbs up.
I just kept throwing the thumbs up, hoping that would help. But
I love Brazil.
I love Brazil. Come on!
I think that actually worked against me.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't go around going, I love Brazil.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't work too well in America.
What's this white guy's deal with Brazil?
Hey, Americano.
And I developed my nickname there, Rerun.
Rerun, yeah. I never heard the background story behind that. All your fraternity brothers call you Rerun.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that like a fat black guy cartoon?
Yes,
yeah.
It's also a Peanuts character, a very vague one I found out.
Yeah.
Obscure, vague Peanuts character.
Well, how did you get the nickname Rerun?
Well, I think that's...
Is it a secret thing?
I think that's... no, it's not a secret. Maybe it's a teaser, though. Maybe we could leave a little cliffhanger.
You want to leave a cliffhanger?
Perhaps.
To where you come back on?
Perhaps. And then
He's just trying to get on again.
My next appearance.
I'm fine with that.
My next appearance. we ran an hour, two?
Hour two. Almost hour three right now.
Yeah. It's not that great of a story, but...
It's not that great of a story?
It's a little food for thought.
Would it be a good cliffhanger?
You know, I make up stories, actually. I tell girls completely different stories when they ask me.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to tell us the true story you told me.
What did I tell you?
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Is it related at all to the real?
You had to pledge twice.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the real reason. Damn it.
Dang it, I got a stupid story.
Just fucked it up.
I used to tell girls, because I'm so good in bed that it's, I don't know. Something retarded like that.
Go for a rerun.
I got a boring story.
Yeah, I gave you the boring
one. He gave you the real one. He didn't lie.
Okay, so the real story is, there was three Chris's in my pledge class.
Pledge class.
So three out of the 15.
Special class.
That was like a cleaning
right.
teaching
So three
class.
Out of the 15 guys were named Chris, and that got to be very confusing, so... They came up with fancy little nicknames for everybody.
So you were Rerun.
I was Rerun because I began to pledge the semester before, but the other people that were in that class dropped out because they were lame. And pledging isn't a one-man process, so they told me to hang on, wait off till the next go-around. So.
Okay. And what they nicknamed the other two Chris's?
The other one became Skurd because he was a Skurd little bitch. Hi, Skurd.
Well, there you go.
I remember that guy.
His name's Chris Brinkman. And he's my boy.
Fond memories.
He can't handle his liquor, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, he tries.
He tries. He gives it his best. And the other guy is Ortega. We just call him by his last name.
I met that guy.
Yeah, he wore purple that night.
Yeah, he came into your backyard and like right in front of me. He was like, Chris!
Yeah, yeah. That was
and him. Then like you said, hey, Chris Ortega! Yeah. And then I went up to him and I was like, Chris! And he didn't know my name at the time, so he's just like, hey!
Yeah.
That was a good meeting. I like that guy.
That was very entertaining.
That was the only time I talked to him that night.
Yeah. That was the extent of our
introductions, and that's all. Yeah. You get nothing more.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Well. Oh, I got an interesting story. Hey, Allie, what's your router at your house called?
Vagina Temple.
The Vagina Temple. And I know you probably shouldn't say your password, but nobody knows where you live, so...
People are going to start hunting down the Vagina Temple.
Yeah, see, that would be something funny. If anybody actually does go out looking for Wi-Fi signals and tries to find the Vagina Temple...
It's like the search for the Holy Grail,
dude,
and it's the Vagina Temple.
Five computers, if you stumble four across the vagina iPhones temple. In our house. There's no reception outside of my house, I'm sure. You have to fight for access to that thing.
The Vagina Temple's clogged up with devices.
Yeah.
With vaginas.
The password is cock and balls.
I was about to say,
blurt that shit out.
I was going to say, the password is balls. Just as funny.
The funny story, because I was over at her house.
Cock ampersand balls.
Right, I think it was before we were dating, but we were trying to get on the internet, and she was there. She couldn't figure out her password, so she was like yelling
it on me.
They're like yelling across the room, Kat, what's the password again? Is it cock and balls, like plural? Or is it just cock and ball? Or is there spaces in it? And their mom's just like,
Tom Green here?
Downstairs hearing all this stuff is pretty epic.
It's my mom, it's Jen.
Oh, was it Jen?
It's more funny if it's my mom.
Who the hell's Jen?
My oldest sister.
Your mom's hot.
That's weird, I keep meeting all these people, I don't remember their names.
Me and your mom did sake bombs that one time, that was pretty cool.
So did Josh.
Yeah, I was there. I was there, and Nick was there.
You weren't there, Dwight, were you?
Sake bombs with Allie's mom.
I may have been working.
Yep.
It was my birthday last year.
Is that the Japanese place
I
over by
Canadian? I don't know. But I think we'll stop it at 110.
Well, we don't have to drag it on just for the sake of dragging it on.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about anything else?
What's gonna do? With
there's
all
lots
that
to talk
job.
About, but
oh, yeah.
I don't really want to talk about it on the internet.
I got a whole 26 years behind me I could talk about, but
that's true.
How was your last visit to the bathroom? Was it good? Mine was great.
I didn't wash my hands.
Didn't wash your hands, me either. I don't actually touch when I go.
Oh really?
I'm a hanger.
You have that good of aim that you can't even touch it.
He just puts his hands into there.
I'm just careful. That's all.
Well, shit, even when I am holding it, it still goes wherever it wants to go.
Well, you have that fire amazing sign.
I swear, like, the
this
first...
This is a bad topic to get on. Like Josh said three times that he didn't want to make it another
penis. No, this isn't
cast.
About that. This is about peeing.
This is about aiming.
This is about...
Which involves what?
This is about accuracy, all right?
Accuracy, right. Okay.
My accuracy is
another
terrible.
Another topic I'm excluded from.
I've seen you piss standing up.
What?
I made that in the living room that one time.
You're talking about girls don't even have to aim.
Yeah, you don't remember when I asked you for that golden shower waterfall thing? No?
Ew.
No, I don't remember that.
That just reminds me of an R. Kelly video I saw once.
I'll piss on you.
Ow.
Drip, drip, drip.
Oh, no.
Dave Chappelle is great. I wish he was back on the air.
Yeah. I wish Terry was here.
The
Oh, speaking of racism... Okay. I was watching this amazing Family Feud earlier today. It was like the most unintentionally racist thing ever, and it was amazing. Like they had a all white family against an all black family, and like their answers were just hilarious. Like, name one thing that can stop a man dead in his tracks, and the white family's like, "Oh, a nice looking woman." Survey says, you know, and then they have the answer. Whatever, and then they ended up getting three strikes, so it went over to the black family, and their answer was a bullet. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then another question was like, name the state that you think has the best looking men. And then there's all, you know, California.
The hell, is there a real answer to that?
Yeah,
question?
It was ridiculous. But it was like California, New York, blah, blah, blah. And then they got three strikes finally and went over to the black family. They're like, Louisiana! It's like, this unintentionally, amazingly racist.
Were you by yourself at home just like watching
and
laughing?
I chuckled to myself. Yeah.
At home in the dark, like
oh man, I wish people were watching this with me.
Yeah. There was one other thing that was super racist too. I can't remember what it was though. Dave maybe the fact that they pitted a black family against a white family might have.
That might have been it.
That might have been the thing that triggered it.
Maybe.
So wait, who ended up winning? Who was right? Were the answers?
I don't like the white guy.
The black family won in both the episodes that I saw.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like white people kept striking out.
Right. So the people that wrote the questions were black people?
They surveyed 100 people, right?
Yeah.
Just like random people.
Oh, in Louisiana.
And apparently none of them were black because nobody answered Louisiana. They got that wrong.
Well, not all black people say Louisiana.
No.
But I mean,
they were all like so emphatic. They were so excited about their answer.
Wait, was it Family Feud?
Yeah. You never seen
Family Feud? Yeah, they take surveys for questions and not they don't make them up.
I've seen people like spoof it like Family Guy.
Right.
But I've never actually watched that show.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yep. Family Feud. You think that shit would be off the air by now?
Yeah, they don't have the well, there's been like at least 3 or 4 different hosts, I know.
Yeah.
There's that guy that used to molest the guests back in the 70s.
Yeah, a bunch of his videos are online.
Yeah.
They're really creepy to watch.
Awesome.
Just YouTube creepy TV host.
Okay.
And you'll get tons of really weird
And then
videos.
They have that Chuck Woolery guy, I think his name was, or am I thinking somebody else? That was a
Love
Connection
idea.
Guy, I think.
I don't remember the name.
But now there's this the old guy with Troy. I think he plays the voice of Troy McClure on The Simpsons or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't watch the show at all anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Well, we've gone 110 if you want.
Yeah.
We're
going to go YouTube a bunch of creepy TV hosts.
And we're going to get more beer, too.
Fuck yeah.
Possibly.
Who's driving?
Me.
I can drive. I've had less than half.
Give me
I'm
that.
Down with that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You can have it.
So,
how many lemons do we have left?
Bye, friends.
We're going to go do that. Tune in tomorrow for the GameStop edition of the podcast. Going to have 3 people that work there, and I almost work there.
Almost.
Almost. So, Chris, stop. Okay, well, everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Everybody else is waving, so.
Told you,
talk to you.
Very visual.
Yeah, talk to you guys later.